AP News for this Sunday, May 5th. I'm Jackie Quinn. More rain has been pouring around Houston, Texas, where devastating flooding has forced hundreds of rescues and evacuations. Here's our Julie Walker.
Residents like Cynthia Robinson stranded, needing rescue.
I'm devastated. I just buried my mom Sunday, and it's just overwhelming.
KTRK-TV with her when she found out her brother survived the flooding. They also spoke with resident Jamie Hill, who's home took on 3 feet of water.
Trying to see what we can salvage.
I'm Julie Walker.
Up to 20 inches of rain fell in parts of the region in recent days. In Cairo, Hamas leaders are reporting ceasefire talks with Israel have ended with no deal reached. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at a Holocaust remembrance event says they will go forward with an offense in Rafah despite international criticism.
It's horror.
Cindy McCain, the head of the UN World Food Program, says the lack of aid in Gaza has reached the level of being a famine.
Full-blown famine in the north, and it's moving its way south.
She spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Students protesting the ongoing war in Gaza abandoned their encampment at the University of Southern California after they were surrounded by police ahead of commencement ceremonies.
By law, you got to get out of the way, okay?
Audio courtesy of Annenberg Media. In Boston, at Northwestern University's graduation, some protesters waved Palestinian flags, but there were no major outbursts. The November 5th presidential election, just 6 months away. In Maryland, a bus crashed on Interstate 95, killing one rider and injuring 23 others. Actor Bernard Hill, who starred in Titanic and The Lord of the Rings, has died at the age of 79. This is AP News. New allegations against Kevin Spacey.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Actor Kevin Spacey denies new allegations of inappropriate behavior with men, which are outlined in a new documentary called Spacey Unmasked that will stream on Max this week. Spacey tells journalist Dan Wooten in an online interview he's struggling to find work even though he was acquitted of all criminal charges. Spacey says he takes responsibility for his actions, but he won't apologize for stories that are made up. Actor Michelle Yeoh and talk show host Phil Donahue received the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Friday. President Joe Biden presented the nation's highest civilian honor to Yeoh, Donahue, and 17 others at a White House ceremony. That's Madonna performing in Rio de Janeiro on the final stop of her celebration tour on Saturday. It was Madonna's biggest concert ever, with an estimated 1.6 million people at Copacabana Beach. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.